A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Clues? You know who's one of my favorite Dark Lords?
I think I do, but go ahead and tell me.
Dark Lord Vanderpump, you idiot.
I thought you were going to say that. No, I thought you were going to say it. I was right.
You predicted it. Another accurate Clues prediction.
Yes.
Lisa Vanderpump is one of my favorite Dark Lords, and she is part of a new show called Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, which premieres on Hulu.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
I think that Dark Lord Vanderpump has only improved upon her previous work, and she knows how to concoct excellent TV series.
Yes.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Ooh la la.
I can't wait to watch it. You can meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Everything that you expect from Vanderpump as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Guess what? Not everybody has what it takes. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Praise be Dark Lord Vanderpump.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Monday. So you know what that means. This is a very special Patreon episode. We're going to give you the first bit of it here. And if you want to hear the rest of it, you're going to have to go to Patreon. And this one is well worth that deep dive into the pit. Because today, we are going to be talking about the Christian era.
This article on Hey Elma just came out, has been making the rounds, titled, Is The Bachelor Just a Christian Dating Show Now? And we thought we would use this episode to offer a rebuttal of sorts. The Bachelor has always been a Christian dating show since its inception.
It's certainly more prominent now, or it seems to be, maybe because the show is seemingly more popular, or maybe a more accepted part of American culture, as reality TV has obviously taken control of everything that we think and feel. But certainly... this was a Christian show from the beginning, just like you said, Pace Case. And what we are going to do today is go through the top 10 Christian moments from the history of our beloved game. And we are going to break down for you what they mean in context to the larger scope of the show, of the game, as well as what they meant for that season, those players who employed certain Christian tactics, et cetera, et cetera. But for any future players out there listening, take this away from what we're about to do in this episode, if you take nothing else away. It's a very good idea to convey that you are Christian, or at the very least that you accept Christian beliefs.
For some context, there was an article in October in the McGill Tribune where they discussed a 2019 study which revealed that the primary audience of The Bachelor is situated in southeastern and midwestern America, with hotspots of viewership in Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. all of which have Christian populations ranging from 79 to 84%. So it makes sense that the show would prominently feature Christianity in order to appeal to these demographics.
That area has a very strong overlap with what is commonly known as the Bible Belt of America. It's where I grew up, Dallas, Texas.
That's why in all of our episodes, you can tell Bachelor Clues is trying to push Christianity down my throat.
Yeah, I have to. It's my duty given to me by my church and my God. But this does beg the question, is the show drawing a Christian audience or is the show catering to a Christian audience? And are they trying to? And this is something that we really will never know. It's kind of which came first, the chicken or the
chicken
egg.
Chicken and the egg.
It's hard to tell. But at this point, I think it has gone the other way. The show is clearly trying to cater to that audience. The show is now aware that these numbers exist, and they know that to maintain certain TV ratings, they're going to have to keep drawing off that audience. And so I think they do now purposely promote the ideals of Christianity and players that are Christian, and even in some cases, Christian storylines, which we're about to get to.
I mean, we did an episode a while back about the Christian era and talked about the fact that there are these overlaps in the ideals of the show and Christianity, and that often, you know, when people are like, these are my values, this is my good girl strategy, that those things overlap with 4TRR for the right reasons. And it is a remarkably successful strategy if you're a preseason player picking your few themes that you're going to have as a player. We recommend Christianity. There have been players of different faiths. We have had Muslim players. Selma Alamiri competed on Sean Lowe's season of The Bachelor. She was Muslim. We've had a couple. And then we've had a couple Jewish players, including one Bachelor, Jason Mesnick.
But we have had, obviously, many more Christian players. And for anybody who thinks it's a recent trend, just like the article that we discussed in the opening of this episode, that is not true. Our number 10 most important Christian moment in the history of our beloved game came all the way back from season one. That's correct, Alex Michelle, the very first season of The Bachelor. It was on a player named Trista Raines' hometown. You might remember her as being the first Bachelorette 1 year after the first season of The Bachelor.
In season one, hometowns took place in episode 4. And Trista took Alex Michelle to her hometown in St. Louis. The day portion of that, she took him to her high school. But then the later portion, the meeting of the family, they have a meal with Trista's family. Trista's mom asks about whether he's a good kisser or not. Alex Michelle is wearing his gigantic oversized suit. Trista's wearing this bizarre purple turtleneck. It's very of a different era, but something happens at the meal portion.
As antiquated as this might seem, if you go back and watch it with the big suit, Pace Case mentioned, and everything else, the decor, the hairstyles, as old as this all might seem, they have a guest show up to dinner who's even older, 2,000 years old to be exact. They invoke Jesus Christ at this meal. The father has everyone bow their heads, they pray, they hold hands, and they invoke Jesus here in the first ever invocation of Jesus in the history of our beloved game. But again, season one, it has been here from the beginning. And here's a clip of that historic first Christian moment in the history of our beloved game.
Dear Lord, bless this food from your bounty that we share. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Wow, Dad, that was good.
That was good.
Okay, let's ask Alex more questions. We need to get to know this man. We have a limited time here.
That's right.
You went to college?
I went to Harvard.
We had three Jesus-less episodes.
And then obviously, Trista goes on to be the first Bachelorette. Now, I don't know if that had anything to do with their decision, the fact that she was Christian and would openly promote that on TV or not, but she was the first Bachelorette. Again, not saying it's a one-to-one corollary, but it's there.
to be clear, we have only completed The Bachelor in our hyperbinge, so most of these are moments from The Bachelor. There are a couple Bachelorette ones that transcended.
But that was our first one. That is number 10 on our list. Certainly an important moment in the history of our game. Certainly an important moment in the Christian elements of the history of our beloved game.
And it also, by the way, sets up this idea that maybe the successful marriages come from the Christian leads, which we will get to.
Moving on to the number 9 most important moment in the Christian era of our beloved game. We are going to be discussing a season and a bachelor that broke from the norm. This could have been viewed as something experimental in the Christian era. This could have been viewed as an attempt by the producers to take a step in a new direction. Whatever their original idea was, this was groundbreaking. And of course, we are talking about... To hear the rest of this episode, and believe me, you want to hear the rest of this episode, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses and you join us deep in the bottom of the pit where we are now accumulating an amount of content that is immeasurable. I don't even know if you could get through it all in one lifetime at this point.
It is measurable for sure, but it's a lot. There's certainly tens of hours of content at this point. And this is one of our best hours.
Yeah, and we're always adding more stuff to it constantly. New videos, new songs, obviously new podcast episodes like this one. And we're hosting live video events every Monday night before the show. We do a little pre-show for half an hour where we talk about what we are hoping to see some players do in the upcoming episode. We will be doing one, of course, tonight.
So join us, patreon.com/gameofroses.
It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Clues. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason. Anything goes. You got pairs from 3 birthdays, Christmases ago, childhood, whatever. And, you know, when you open it, you don't know what to expect. It's chaos in there. And now that I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies, my other pairs have got to go. Trash. Because Me Undies is all I'm reaching for. I'm hooked and I feel off if I'm wearing anything else. You gotta wear your best pair. And I just got my best pair from Me Undies. The all-over lace thong in navy is gorgeous. It is so comfortable. It is so cool, I would say. I feel cooler when I'm wearing it. Mm-hmm. And so happy to have a new go-to pick from that chaos.
Well, I'm glad that you are able to organize your chaos as well. And so should everyone else. Me Undies has styles for everyone. You got all black classics. You got fun, expressive prints. There's a look for everyone out there. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just about underwear. You got all kinds of versatile loungewear. You can get comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, all kinds of stuff at MeUndies. Unmatched comfort that Pace Case was talking about. The signature fabric is soft and warm. It's like a hug from your favorite sweater. And it's breathable and stretchy. You can't beat that deal. Right now, get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.